State law now requires all people subject to a protection from abuse order to turn their firearms over to law enforcement, a commercial armory, or their attorney. Before Act 79 took effect this past April, some defendants could keep their guns, and those that couldn't had the option of giving them to friends or relatives. PA Post's Emily Previty reports storage space is already at a premium in some counties.
The weapon storage area used by the Columbia County Sheriff's Department was at 90% capacity last year, as the Protection from Abuse Order law was being debated by state lawmakers in Harrisburg. Sheriff Tim Chamberlain says by the time it passed, the county's maintenance staff had already installed some additional gun racks.
I guess it's a coincidence that Act 79 passed and we had the extra storage space.
Had is the key word here. As of last week, Columbia's weapon storage unit was at 75% capacity. Chamberlain says he doesn't think it will be an issue in the near future, but notes it's hard to predict storage needs because there are so many unknowns, like the number of guns a defendant will turn in, how long the PFA will be active, whether the defendant will be otherwise prohibited from possessing firearms in the meantime for some other reason, and whether they'll want them back right away or at all.
And that's what happens in a rural area with hunters and there are a lot of gun permits in Columbia County. Probably more than 10% of the population have gun permits, licensed to carry concealed firearms.
More like 20%, based on state police and U.S. Census data. Columbia's ratio of gun permits per capita is higher than most other counties in the Commonwealth, coming in at 14th of 67 in a PA Post analysis. Ranked 15th is Perry County. Sheriff Stephen Heil says he sees the potential for an impact of inventory in general, but already got a bigger storage area as part of a recent move of his entire office. To him, manpower is a more immediate concern.
It is definitely something that I need to consider as the budget years continue to roll. You know, we're short-staffed as it is.
Heil says it's not just Act 79 overloading his deputies, but the responsibilities under the law were the tipping point for a department already stretched to its limit. The State Sheriff's Association says it seems agencies are handling it by adjusting schedules and assignments. For the most part, it hasn't required overtime or new hires, at least at this point. But many are looking to streamline processes linked to Act 79, increase weapons capacity, or both. That includes more populous counties that handle more PFAs, like York, where the sheriff's office has developed a specific software program and is in the midst of a $70,000 storage expansion. City, township, and borough police also could be affected, according to Captain Leon Crone in Lower Allen Township, Cumberland County.
With the new law, if they come to Lower Allen and with their weapons, hey, I have a PFA against me, here are all my guns, we have to take.
The requirements might be new for municipal police, but Columbia County's Tim Chamberlain says the changes are a reversion of sorts to when only sheriffs could take weapons under a PFA order.
What was happening was guns were being third-partied to family members, parents, siblings, and I don't think that was a smart move considering the victims. So I think the new act kind of fixed that situation.
The 30-year veteran says ultimately the added protections are for the best, even if they mean law enforcement has to make some adjustments. Emily Previty, PA Post, Columbia County.